translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In Ketumal, Varsha, Lord Kamadev Pradyumna moves very graciously. His mild smile is very beautiful, and when he increases the beauty of his face by slightly raising his eyebrows and glancing playfully, he pleases the goddess of fortune. Thus he enjoys his transcendental senses. Accompanied during the daytime by the sons of the Prajapati, the predominating deities of the days, and accompanied at night by his daughters, the deities of the nights, Lakshmi Devi worships the Lord during the period known as the Samvatsara in his most merciful form as Kamadev. Fully absorbed in devotional service, she chants the following mantras. Purport. The word Maya, Maya, Mayam used in this verse should not be understood according to the interpretations of the Mayavadis. Maya means affection as well as illusion. When a mother deals with her child affectionately, she is called Maya, 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 Maya. In whatever form the Supreme Lord Vishnu appears, he is always affectionate towards his devotees. Thus the word Maya Mayam is used here to mean very affectionate toward the devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami writes in this regard that Maya Mayam can also mean Kripa Pracharam, deeply merciful. Similarly, Srila Viraraghava says, when one is very affectionate due to an intimate relationship, one is described as Maya Maya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains Maya Mayam by dividing it into two words, Maya and Amayam. He explains these words to indicate that because the living entity is covered by the disease of illusion, the Lord is always eager to deliver his devotees from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. Om Ajnanam. So, would like someone to summarize what the word Maya Maya mean? Anyone remembers? So, we are continuing the description of the material world. And this chapter is entitled The Residents of Jambudweep Offer Prayers. So in today's class, we will talk about the importance of practicing Krishna consciousness and importance of spreading Krishna consciousness. This is elaboration on the last sentence where Srila Prabhupada explains that he quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that these words, Maya Mayam, indicate that because the living entity is covered by the disease of illusion, the Lord is always eager to deliver his devotee from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. So once again, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the devotee is covered by Maya, and therefore the Lord is always eager to deliver his devotees from the clutches of material energy. So this is the mission of the Lord, to free the living entities from the material energy. So now when we look at our practice of Krishna consciousness, we find these two very prominent aspects. One is to practice and one is to preach Krishna consciousness. One cannot go without the other. In fact, if we only practice Krishna consciousness, we won't get the valuable, treasurable realizations from preaching. And if we only preach, then after some time we will run out of steam because we won't be sufficiently nurtured and nourished by strong practice of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Krishna indicates this to Arjuna. Mat karma krit mat parama mat bhakta sanga varjita nirvaira sarva bhuteshu yaha samam eti pandava. So Lord Krishna concludes his 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita by saying that you, Arjuna, you should engage in full devotional service. Don't worry about any disturbances caused by fruitive activity, by karma, and don't worry about any disturbances caused by jnana. He says Sangha Varjita. Sangha Varjita refers to these two aspects. Because we find many paths of self-realization in this world, and they can be basically summarized into a few. It's karma, jnana, yoga, and then different, many other penances, austerities, sacrifices, and so on and so forth.